Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the latest from the Whittemore-Peterson Institute with Annette Whittemore and Dr. Judy Mikovits. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamet, Connie McMullen, and Allison Galden. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore-Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Attention computer shoppers with past credit problems. If you've had past credit problems and want to make a change, call now. All you need is an active checking account and you're approved for our program. Bankruptcy, liens, divorce, or job loss, it doesn't matter. You're approved. We'll get you that new computer you always wanted and report on your credit so you can start to get it back on track. Call now and with your paid order, we'll add a free color printer, free MP3 music player, and a free LCD TV. You heard right. Free printer, free MP3 player, and a free LCD TV. Call now and tell us where you want your brand new computer and free gift shipped today.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're very pleased to welcome back to the program Annette Whittemore, founder and president of the Whittemore-Peterson Institute. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And Dr. Judy Mikovits, who is a research director for that same organization. Pleasure to have you both on the program. Annette, can we just start out with just a really brief, simple explanation of what neuroimmune diseases are, including ME and CFS?
Well, they're systemic diseases, and they impact both the nervous system and the immune system. ME-CFS is a very, very complex disease, and we believe that it is infectious, that there are many organisms involved, and that it's going to require quite a comprehensive set of treatments in order to bring about change.
The retrovirus XRMV that had shown up from research on prostate cancer was found, according to your research, to be in the majority of tests done on folks not only suffering from ME-CFS but also prostate cancer, correct?
Yes, correct, yes.
And what has been the result in terms of the worldwide reaction to this?
Well, we've had a really exciting year. We've had interactions with countries including Norway, Spain, Belgium, different groups throughout the U.S., in the Southeast, and in the Northeast. So many groups are into the research, excited about the research, and actually detecting XMRV in their patient populations.
Four papers were published this week in the journal Retrobiology, and according to the Wall Street Journal, demonstrated, according to the authors, how easy it is for mouse contamination to skew lab tests involving XMRV. I'm very excited about this to get this right. Give us your thoughts on that.
I'll let Judy speak to that, definitely.
Well, yes. I mean, we've shown in the paper that we published last year and in a confirmation study done by Harvey Alter and Shai-Shing Lo at the NIH and FDA that it's necessary to do multiple different kinds of tests, that one single test won't give you clear detection of XMRV. And because it's so closely related to some mouse viruses, it's very important not to work in a mouse lab and to actually isolate the virus and show an immune response in the patients of the virus. So multiple tests are the way to detect the virus, and we were well aware that it was easy to have contamination potentially skew the results.
Were you surprised at the response to these papers?
I was. I thought that it was a well-concerted effort by this group to make sure that everyone knew about it prior to our being able to have a response, and we really weren't notified and given that opportunity. So we wanted to thank you for this opportunity, really, to be able to respond and to pretty much calm everybody down and let them understand that it really doesn't change the findings, it doesn't change the work that we've done whatsoever, and that we're moving forward in a very positive way.
What do you think the motivation was behind this, that they didn't contact you, as you guys were the prime research center?
Well, it's difficult to comment on the motivation of others, but I think it is an attempt to make certain that maybe the patients aren't served and that XMRV is not an important. I think there's a great fear about the public health risk of this virus in this disease and in cancers.
Okay, would you explain that a little bit more deeply there?
Mm-hmm. Well, if our results and the confirmatory results that were published in August of this year hold true, as many as 20 million Americans could be infected with a new human retrovirus of uncertain pathogenic potential. That means you don't have to get sick, but you might. So as many as 20 million Americans, and that's 20 times the amount of HIV that was in this country at the height of the HIV epidemic in 1995. So I think there's a great concern for the public health, and that's why everything that's published about XMRV gets great attention each time.
And one of the easiest ways for people to understand a retrovirus is AIDS, correct?
That's a good example, and then there is another one, HTLV-1, and certainly looking at those viruses, you can learn something, and they understand the retroviruses and how they integrate and so forth, but this is a brand new family, never found before in human beings, and so I think there's a lot to be learned, and before we make any clear statements, we want to do the good, hard research, and we certainly... I am very, very proud of our group and the fact that they didn't take this, their first results, and simply go with those, but really looked very, very long and hard at this and took four different methods to just be absolutely sure they knew what they found.
Whenever there's a discovery like this, and this is a huge discovery, and out of Reno, Nevada, which is wonderful, but there's always going to be a huge fight in the medical community when you have these kind of changes, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It is a huge discovery, and as I said, of potential public health high significance. Mm-hmm. So it's always going to be a level of understanding. We all have to learn how to detect the virus, what to study. There's just a lot of that has to be learned. So there's always going to be a lot of pushback because, of course, the best science generates more questions than answers, and that's certainly what's happened here.
Okay, let's take a break. More on this topic when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Annette Whittemore and Dr. Judy Mikovits from the Whittemore-Peterson Institute. Your researchers have published in the past year that the reasons that other scientists around the world have had trouble recreating the results is that they're not doing the research in the same way. Why not? That just seems to be illogical. Why are they not doing the research in the same way?
Well, scientists are, usually do the things that they do well, and the advances that we've had in the past decade or so in molecular testing, that is high throughput, lots of samples, very quickly with an instrument to measure is it there or not, have really replaced the old-fashioned way of culturing. It's very difficult to culture virus, develop antibody testing, which we've done, and it takes a lot of time and significant resources, so it's the hope and the perhaps the bias of other researchers that since we can detect HIV with these what's called nucleic acid testing, we should be able to detect this virus, and that's just not the case at this point. It's too early in the discovery process, so we must do the labor-intensive isolation of virus from the patients, and that's very difficult.
I was just going to make one other comment, and I think it got glossed over in these last papers, but really what you're talking about are researchers at the NIH that have done this work, the Cleveland Clinic, the University of Utah, Cornell University, and the WPI. So there certainly are others out there that are very, very successful at this and are moving their research forward as well. So we're lucky to have those significant groups of researchers working on this.
What's the role of politics in all of this?
Well, there certainly is a lot of politics in medicine
and
science.
It's a big deal.
And I think whenever there is money, whenever there's prestige, whenever there's power, whenever there's change, there's going to be a lot of interest. And certainly in this case, there's a lot of money involved. Basically, you have pharmaceutical companies, you have insurance companies, disability companies, you even have government-run healthcare systems, and they all have a stake in this. So it's going to create a massive change in the way things are done, the way these people are treated, and it's going to cost. And so I think the pushback right now can be related to political issues.
The blood supply around the world. I mean, people go in and give blood, but they're not being tested for this at this point.
Well, actually,
is that changing?
They're not being tested because we haven't been able to develop those tests. So the papers this week were attempts to develop that high throughput fast test that's needed to check the blood supply. You can't do it the way we do it right now. So what we've learned, we've been working with the National Institutes of Heart, Lung, and Blood and the various blood working group that was set up the day the paper was published last year, and that we had a successful meeting at it's called the Blood Products Advisory Council last week in Bethesda, Maryland, and what was decided there and voted on was there was enough concern and enough data to suggest that CFS patients not donate blood, that until we can learn more, a question is asked, if you've ever had CFS, you're not permitted to give blood at this time. So in light of new discoveries, we're erring on the side of caution and working very hard to develop those tests.
People can actually be tested for XMRV right now, correct?
Yes,
through the Institute.
Yes.
And they just get a hold of the Institute through your website?
Actually, the clinical laboratory is called VIPDX, and they can go to that website and learn more about the test. So ours is a research lab at the WPI, and the clinical laboratory is getting ready to open in the WPI, but we're not yet set up. So VIPDX is the current laboratory, and they are doing testing. If a physician orders that test for a patient, they will get that test.
Yeah, and we culture virus and determine if the patient has an antibody to the virus, and that is the gold standard assay. It takes time. It may be as long as 45 days. So, but we're not in a hurry. The key is to get the answer right.
Since the Institute opened earlier this year, how have the functions of the Institute been going? And it's based on the campus of University of Nevada.
It is. We're very, very excited. It took a little bit longer to get in than we had thought initially, but we're in. We're up and running. We have been working very, very closely with a physician, came to town for an entire week this past week to help us set up the medical practice. Meanwhile, getting all the instrumentation up and running in the research laboratory has taken some time. That's all going smoothly now, and so we're very excited, and anyone that wants to come by certainly can come by and see what's happening there, and we're very, very proud of it. We're certainly excited to have all of the pieces in one home.
So I guess bottom line from this entire discussion today is for people not to panic, that things are still moving forward, that nothing has changed. It's just that there are differing opinions.
Absolutely.
As one would expect, and this is really a great time of hope, because we've also determined in our research this year, and that'll be coming out published very soon, we're understanding why the virus hurts the immune system. We're understanding what's going wrong to make you sick, and that's another first step in order to just start making people well. So it's really a great time of excitement and research around the world, and we expect treatments next year.
2011. Can't
yes.
wait. All right.
Thank you
ladies both for being here. We really appreciate it. More to come on this topic. We'll be right back in about Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for football. Watch your favorite pro and college games in Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction on over 25 giant TVs. Enjoy all-you-can-eat tailgate buffets Monday night and Thursday game nights. Enjoy Sunday breakfast buffets and build your own omelet. Create your own Bloody Marys and Bloody Beers. Join the Conductors Club and earn free play and comp dollars on the latest slots and video poker. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, north of the Summit on South Virginia. Yeah.
On the next Face to Face, it is tough being a child or parent these days, especially when your child is the victim of bullying. What can you do? We'll talk with students behind the group Body Rocks, an organization that promotes positive body image. Next Face.
Tired of fussing with giant pasta pots, strainers, stirring, and testing just for a plate of pasta?
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with Pasta Boat, the amazing new 5-in-1 pasta cooker that serves perfect pasta without the hassle. Just put in the pasta, add water to the serving line, and pop it in the microwave. When finished, place on the strainer lid, drain out the water, and you're ready to serve. Pasta Boat uses the microwave to instantly heat and keep the water at the perfect cooking temperature. These portion handles even help you measure the spaghetti. Add this handy steam rack and enjoy the tenderest baked potatoes or healthy vegetables.
Your Pasta Boat order includes the strainer lid, measuring handles, a steamer rack, even a fast and easy recipe book for just $10. But wait, call now and we'll double your order. And that's not all. We'll send you this amazing food chopper. Just pay separate processing and handling. You get it all, a whopping $50 value for just $10. Call now.
Call 1-800-894-2721. But call now. We're giving away a bonus pasta boat and chopper with all of today's orders. So call 1-800-894-2721. Call now.
Did you know every cigarette contains over 4,000 chemicals and toxins that can cause cancer? Let's clear the air for the planet and your body. Make a smart choice. Don't smoke.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. The return of Dick Gamek, the Washoe County District Attorney. Congratulations on your reelection.
Thank
you. Good
to
have you back on the program. Connie McMullen is the publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine, and Allison Galdon is Vice President of Nevada Public Affairs for Planned Parenthood. Pleasure to have you all here. So, at the end of the election, it was like, we're going to have a lame duck session, likely nothing will get done, and we have seen an unbelievable flurry of things getting done. Let's start out your thoughts on Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Next subject. I've been retired from the service for a while, and my concern is whether it has impact on the functioning of the service and the troops, and that's my concern. It's not what a person's sexual preference is or anything else. I know a lot of people. I have relatives who are homosexual, and fine, I still love them. Everything's good. So I don't want this to be taken the wrong way. But I do have a concern about the impact that it has on other soldiers. If they're good with it, if there's no problem with it, then fine. If it's going to create problems, you just can't have those kind of personnel problems when you're in a war zone. You just can't do it. So we got to wait and see what's going to happen here with the troops. The political rhetoric, fine. I don't care about that. I'm more interested in the troops and what's going on there.
But this has kind of been a bizarre issue because everybody has known that there are gays serving in the military, and now...
And they have been for years.
And we lost so many analysts and others that would have been very helpful to us during this whole war period because of this. So are you supportive of this, the president's
move? You know, I think it's a good thing. I've never served in the military, so that could play an interesting dynamic, as Dick referred to, when you're living so closely with that many people. But I think, as far for the gay rights, I think it's a good thing. We've lost a lot of people in the service. We need more people, healthy, intelligent people serving in the military and all forces. And so I think in that respect, it is a good thing. And it is a kudos to those who have other orientations.
You know, it was interesting. I mentioned this the other day on the program, but it bears repeating. Steve Falcone in the Reno Gazette Journal, I wrote an op-ed piece the other day, and he was talking about he had far more trouble with higher-ranking officers being a total pain in the butt
right.
than he ever had with dealing with somebody who was gay.
Right. Well, you know, the people who are serving in the military are not trying to get a date, right? They're there to serve, and they're doing a good job, and we need more troops, as Connie said. It was in the paper today that 25% of the people who try to get into the military can't. They don't qualify. They're not educated enough. So we need every troop that we can get, and more power to them for serving.
Interesting to see the START treaty moving forward. I don't think anybody really thought that was going to happen in the lame duck, especially with John Kyle being so vehemently against it, but so many Republicans have crossed the aisle to vote with the Democrats. Are you surprised at this?
Not really. I think it's an important matter, and we need to move forward with it. And we have to continually, I believe, show that we have an interest in getting there. Arms reduction is something that we would all like to see, but I'm not sure how practical it is.
Are you surprised at this rash of bipartisanship and how this might bode for the next Congress?
Well, I don't think it's boding for the Congress. I think it's just the issue. I think Congress is going to be a mess and come to a standstill after this session.
Your thought the same way?
Well, no, I'm kind of sitting here wondering when we're going to get to the main issue, and that's the economy in this country and putting people back to work and getting things going here. It's nice we're dealing with all these other issues, but that's not addressing the thing that's really got this country bound up right now.
But isn't that what President Obama addressed with keeping the Bush-era tax cuts in place?
That from everything I've read and seen, is going to have to see what comes out in the laundry here and what long-term effects that has, because as you're aware, it's a very deep bill again, and there's all kinds of add-ons to that bill. So I don't think anybody's quite sure what the outcome's going to be of that one either, at least the analysts aren't. And they've said they're going to have to wait and see what happens with it. So I'm not even sold on that yet. And I would really like to see, I hope our legislature and I hope Congress turns into the main issue in this country, and that is getting people back to work and getting this economy stabilized again. If we don't do that, all these other things they're doing are for naught.
All right, but bottom line is, what is the government's role in doing this? Is it to actually do something or just to create the atmosphere that businesses feel comfortable in? And if you're taking care of the tax situation, that's got to be a big, big plus.
If the companies and the banks and the people who have the money understand what's going on with it and do feel comfortable, then yes, it is a good step in the right direction. I'm not just knocking it, but I think there's a heck of a lot more that these governing bodies can be doing to work on this situation that we have going now and not worry so much about all these other things that they're playing with right now. This is a major, major issue. This country is in trouble. This state is in deep trouble, and things need to be done to bring it out and get us back on a stable platform for our economics. It's a fact of life that we just seem to have our head in the sand, not ignoring right now, and it's not going to work that way.
I don't know that they're ignoring it. I think you can't just stop and focus on one issue only. Congress has got a lot of responsibilities, and some of these activities that they're taking on will create jobs, although there's a balance of not enough jobs because we're cutting government, so that's putting more people out on the dole. So it's a challenge to not, you just can't focus on just one thing only, and we'll see if the tax cuts actually bring jobs.
So they actually do the tax thing, and then they freeze the federal budget. So we were told yesterday, I attended a meeting where we were told about several programs that are used to fight crime are coming to standstill. They're letting people go. I don't see where that's helping what's going on. I'm sorry, but...
How do you get the last 10 seconds here?
I think they're doing a good job, and Nevada is not the only state that's not prospering, but there are states that are doing very well in this country. So I think they should look at Nevada separately.
Okay, and that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
You already know about Tahoe Burger's delicious everyday menu with burgers, fries, chicken, and all your favorites, but now you can enjoy a special home-style meal every day of the week. That's right, Tahoe Burger is now serving daily specials that include fresh-baked lasagna, special recipe meatloaf, and crispy fried chicken. Or maybe you're in the mood for fish and chips or a turkey dinner with all the fixins. We even have Mama's Own spaghetti and buffalo wings. At Tahoe Burger, enjoy something special every day. Open 6 a.m. to midnight every day at Rob Drive and I-80.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, call now for a new pain-free meter. These new meters are more accurate, they're easier to use, and the best news is you don't have to prick your fingers anymore. Call now, and Arriva Medical will send you one of these new meters for free. And if you have Medicare, your testing supplies may also be covered. Arriva makes it simple. They bill Medicare directly. There are no upfront costs. And they deliver your supplies right to your door for free. With these new meters, there's no coding, you don't have to prick your fingers, and some of these meters even talk.
Your blood glucose reading is 122.
And if you call 1-800-764-1812, we will send you a free Betty Crocker Diabetes Cookbook filled with delicious recipes.
Call Arriva today. You'd be glad you did.
Getting the best in local news anytime, anywhere is now as easy as this. The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even pull newscasts. Just another way News 4 is dedicated to getting you the information you want to know. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 Mobile.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Plus, you can download the show free of charge from iTunes. On the next broadcast, It's the 7th annual teen edition of the Madden Newsmakers with high school students from all across the state. You won't want to miss it.